What's the difference between DIY and doing it yourself? It's the difference between a part-time passion and a full-time business. Wix gives you the power to turn your passion into a moneymaker with a website that fits your unique vision and the business tools you need to succeed. Let your ideas flow with AI that guides you but keeps you in the driver's seat. Manage your business from one dashboard and keep it growing with built-in marketing features. It's time to turn your daydream into your dream job. Do it yourself. Go to Wix.com.
Sometimes things get in the way. Big obstacles. Little setbacks. But you keep going. Through the grind. The long nights. With flexible pathways. Online, hybrid, and in-person. Indiana Wesleyan University gives you accessible tuition with world-class connections. Where there's a will, there's a way. And with Indiana Wesleyan, there's a way forward. Start today at discovertheway.com.
Yeah. You know, it is the highest host, Adam Milchan, right here at the Crowd OG Studios. I'm excited for this episode of the Getting High Wish Show. We've been trying to make this happen for a while.
We've been on streams
many times. I think the first time I came across my guest was on Twitch Squares. We're gonna get into that, but I want to shout out Kentron real quick. Shout out to Kentron on the keys.
Yeah.
We were vibing earlier. I'm like so distracted because I'm trying to learn how to beatbox before the show starts. Ken's out here making new songs and beats and spitting new verses, and I'm out here just trying to figure out how we're gonna do this today, dude. I'm super excited. Shout out to everyone tuning in right now, wherever you're at.
Hello.
If you're in your car or at home or at work or trimming or at the shop, I don't know what you're doing or where you listen to podcasts. We appreciate y'all. And if you're watching this on YouTube, thank you. If you guys just want to see what we look like, appreciate that. And everyone supporting on Patreon. We're trying to do more on Patreon. I know I owe like 10 giveaways, but we're gonna make it happen. Thank you all for this. Maybe we'll do like some big end of the year holiday giveaway for Patreon subs, dude, who lasted. We'll make it happen, dude. All right, listen. Enough about us and me and what we got, because we got a very special guest who's not from here and extended his stay just to be on this show because we've been talking about it, so I really appreciate it. You might have seen him go viral on the social medias. He does these, the Omegles or the Twitch streams. He actually, I want to talk about this story too, went on tour with T-Pain because of his streams. He's a vocal cord conductor. I learned that, yeah? He was teaching me how to conduct my vocal cords.
Show you the way.
And he's just a fucking super talented, chill dude, a real smoker as well. We got Honeycomb in the building, dude.
Yo.
What? I don't need a soundboard. We got Honeycomb in here, dude. Did you always do this your whole life, or is this something you discovered, like beatboxing and making noises with your mouth? And
you want to be better than your best friend at everything. So
really?
I mean, when you're a kid, especially when you're a kid, you're 10 years old, you have like your best friend, you're like, I want to be better than him at whatever it is. It doesn't matter. So I was like the kid who would get the last seat on the bus, and I sat with this kid, and he ended up being my best friend. His name is Christian Pelletier, and I sat next to him, and he looks at me and goes, I am a beatboxer.
At 10 years old. He already knew what he wanted to do.
Well, he was drawing Dragon Ball Z characters, and he looks at me, and he goes, I'm a beatboxer, and I knew from that moment I love that guy.
So he was drawing Dragon Ball anime shit, and he was beatboxing.
It was like two of the, I'm like, who is this kid? I'm like,
and you're 10.
Yep, thanks for the last seat on the bus, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
I met my bestie, and I got to get into beatboxing. So I learned how to beatbox from watching YouTube videos.
At 10.
Yep, went straight to the YouTubes. And was like how to beatbox. I watched tutorials. It was before it was like the movie aspect ratio, and it was just square aspect ratio. So it was like the old YouTube, and I watched this guy Tite from the UK do tutorials. It was like how to do the 808 kick drum, how to do the clap, I watched a lot of those, and then I went back to school, and then he can still do something that I can't do. It's like I went off and pursued beatboxing, and still to this day he can do the one thing that he showed me back in. I can't.
When he was 10.
When he's 10.
And you still can.
I can't do it.
How many years ago was that?
20? 12.
12?
No, 22. I don't know how old I am.
How old are you, bro?
32.
Okay, so 20. 22. So 20 years you've been beatboxing.
I feel like maybe internally I feel 20.
Yeah, no, me too. Eight. Time is fake anyway. It doesn't even matter. It's not even real.
Yeah, 12 years ago.
So you've been doing it for over 20 years. 22 and
years.
You still can't do something that your homie.
Still can't do it.
That you learned when you were 10.
It's like, I don't know.
What is it?
I don't know. It's like weird tongue beatbox. I wish if I could do it.
So at 10, you're like, I'm beatbox. What did you want to be before?
I didn't know I wanted to do that for like a profession.
You're just like, I'm going
to
be better than
I wanted to be a freaking paleontologist. And that's the last thing I'm
Is that
be.
With like, what is that paleontologist?
Dinosaur bones.
That's right? Dinosaur bones? Looking, I haven't heard that term in 20 years. Dog.
Digging through dirt and being in the hot sun all day. And that's the last freaking thing I'm going to be doing.
That's what you wanted to do?
I loved dinosaurs growing up. I wanted to be a paleontologist.
Really?
Yeah. I love dinosaurs.
And were your parents cool with that?
They loved that. I mean, I had so many dinosaur toys, and I was, like, all into it. Jurassic Park, like, I was ready for it.
Are you still into dinosaurs?
No, not really.
Can you, like, name a lot of dinosaurs?
I mean, I could at the time. There was probably not one dinosaur I couldn't name back in the day. I mean, I got Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Oh, that's basic, though.
You know, I could. Yeah. That's it. I mean, that's all I got right now.
Triceratops, Brontosaurus.
Stegosaurus, Plesiosaurus. Yeah. Freaking Diplodocus.
What the fuck is that?
It's another version of like the Brachiosaurus.
A Diplodocus?
Diplodocus.
Was he a diplomat dinosaur?
Yeah, he was.
A Diplodocus?
Yeah, Diplodocus.
Damn. So you were really into dinosaurs?
Really into dinosaurs growing up, yeah.
And then your friend changed your life. What'd your parents say when you're like, I'm going to be a beatboxer?
Well, I mean, how I learned was watching YouTube videos. So I'd be in the computer room and I'd be like, how I learned how to do the beatbox bass was watch Mongolian throat singing videos. So I'd be like 10 years old in the computer room, just like for like hours. My dad would be like, stop making those noises. I'd be like, I'm gonna be good one day, I swear. And I just like all day.
You know what's crazy is you do one thing that I always thought was, because I watch your streams, I'd be lurking. I love what you do. Some people can't handle the visuals because your visuals are a little intense.
Sorry,
but
not sorry.
They also enhance if you are into it. But there's this, you do this one thing where I thought there's this like instrument out there. It's like goes by like.
Oh, in the videos when I do this?
Yeah, but there's like an instrument that does that. It's like a
theremin.
It goes off like your hand waves.
It's called a theremin. I have one, but I'm not using that.
And I thought you have one because you use it, but I recently learned that you're doing it with your fucking mouth, bro.
Yeah, I'm just singing with a lot of reverb and high pass filters. So it sounds
so you got the,
there's a couple effects on it, but because, I mean, it's kind of just like what I do to like kind of think about the melody when I'm doing it, I guess.
Bro, I tripped out. I was like, oh, this fool got one of the. I thought it was like oscillate. I forgot what it was called. Would you say
a theremin?
A theremin.
The Terrapin Station.
And then you fucking. But you just do it with your mouth.
Just singing, man.
Because you don't move your mouth when you do it at all. Yeah, you can have like any emotion while you do it. it's so trippy to see, dude.
Yeah, man.
So that's crazy. How were you as a student, though? Were you a good student? Were you making noises in class?
So, I was making noises in class. All right, so we'll go back to the school thing. I'm making noises in class. I was the type of kid, which is really weird for me to be performing or doing any sort of thing in front of people, because I was the type of kid where if we did the... Like, you had to do the speaking portion and then the research portion on the project. So you'd, like, get together in a group of kids, do the research, do the physical project, and then get up with the group of kids.
And do the presentation.
And then presentation. Yeah. I would refuse to do it. I would tell whoever group I'm in, I'm like, I'm going to do all the work, and then you guys present it.
I don't want to be up there.
I don't want to talk in front of people. And it would be, like, make me so angry.
Why?
I don't like public speaking. It's
you
scary.
You have siblings?
No.
Your only child?
Only child. Yeah, I was scared about public speaking.
How were your parents? Were they like, were they overprotective of you, or were you out there?
No,
like,
I'm out there doing. I was out there getting it, you know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you're from the East Coast.
I'm from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
Yeah, my parents. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if it wasn't for my parents, for sure.
They were always supportive.
Always supportive.
So when you said I'm not going to be a paleontologist, I'm going to be a beatboxer.
They were supportive of anything I do. I don't think it, as long as I'm taking care of myself and doing what I need to do, they were supportive of whatever.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, they're great.
You're wasting your life learning these voices. Yeah, with your mouth.
I mean it pays the bills, so I think it was.
They can't say anything now.
Yeah, nah. I mean, but it was like I've always been pursuing music, and there was never a moment where they were like, hey, like, you gotta be like, I mean, they told me like I need a job and I would try working and stuff, but.
Were you getting gigs? Like,
I've been performing since I was 20.
20.
But
so in school, you weren't doing any like gigs and like beatboxing.
I wanted to go back to the school thing
let's go.
Because with I would make noises and kids would kind of know me for beatboxing and stuff. But there was this one moment where my teacher, Mr. Morehart, we would have assemblies in school, and we had the whole school down in the auditorium,
right?
And we're getting ready to finish the assembly, and he goes, I don't know if you've seen him walking around the halls making noise. We got Gable in the crowd. He's going to come up on the microphone and beatbox. And I'm like, I had no idea. He didn't tell me.
So he called. Okay, Gable's your real name.
Gable's my real name.
Shout out to Gable.
Gable's going to come up and beatbox on the microphone. I'm like, what the heck?
And you had no idea.
No, I had no idea. So he called me out in front of the whole school.
Did anyone like...
People were hyping me up. They're like, yeah, Gable, do it. I beatbox. And then...
So he knew you were doing it too.
He knew I was doing it. And he put me on the spot.
Wait, and you were prepared.
Beatbox. And I did it. And I think it was
Were
really,
you nervous?
Yeah, of course I was nervous. Because
there's a whole school.
There's a whole school.
And you're not like a...
And I'm shy. I just told you. I was I'm not trying to talk in front of no one. So it made me do that. And it was a really pivotal moment because... Me being a shy kid, I think it really helped me open up, and like kids got like excited about me.
And they respond. You got like a good response.
It's good, but also it was like kind of annoying because like people found out I beatbox, and then there's the seniors, and if I seen this one senior, I would have to walk with him to class to give him music. It was like,
oh, you'd have to be like his personal.
I'm the personal walking music, so I walked to the class. He'd be like, all right, to the teacher, I gotta walk Gable back to his classroom to tell the teacher that I needed walking music. So I'd walk him to class.
He'd walk
to his class with the backpack, and he'd be like, all right, teacher, I gotta go. I gotta bring Gable to his class. And then he'd walk me to the class, and then he'd be like, sorry, teacher, I needed some walking music. But what the fuck? Like,
what happened if you said no?
There was no. What do you mean no? Like, not no. It's a senior. I'm like a sophomore, freshman kid.
Is he like that? Like
he's
a
not like a bully or nothing. But I mean, you're just like
you're like trying to be cool.
Trying to be cool. Yeah.
All right, I got you.
The nerdy overweight kid. You know,
you were like, overweight.
Yeah, a little bit growing up. You know.
Well, you're like tall and slender.
You know.
I would have never known.
You know, surprise. But yeah.
He's like, I got my growth. Out here. So you're out here just, what was it, just basic beatboxing that you were doing?
I mean, I did like a satisfaction being a satisfaction.
And was he like walking with the strut?
Yeah, he would just be like this with his backpack. So silly. But yeah, I was beatboxing in school, and then I was also doing, I was in a metal band in school as well, doing metal vocals.
Screaming,
yeah. More heavier, like death metal, deathcore. Yep, so I do a lot of that, and I think...
Does that come from the Mongolian throat?
I think so. It's the same as guttural vocals.
Say.
Do you play instruments?
Yeah, I play instruments.
I mean, I see you with
the... I see you with the keys and stuff.
Oh, I didn't know we could do that here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's yours. But keys, yeah, I play a little bit of guitar. I started playing guitar because of Guitar Hero. Like my aunt Maureen got me Guitar Hero when it first came out, and I like got to expert in the first day. And then like for Christmas, I asked for a guitar, and I started learning how to play guitar.
So you're doing like red, blue, yellow, green, blue, red, yellow, green, blue.
Still really good at that.
And then
you
just like took that onto a real guitar.
Because it's good for doing trills and stuff. The dexterity. But I think that actually application of guitar not good. But it really motivated me to try. I'm like, I'm playing this plastic guitar so well, I gotta actually like try
figure
to
it
like,
out.
Play guitar, son. Like played guitar, messed around with a little bit of drums and stuff growing up. But
so you started pursuing music, kind of just because you got your friends started beatboxing, and you just
also played saxophone in fourth grade. Sorry,
no, because you kind of taught me how to play flute.
Yeah,
we
still got a couple lessons we got to do here.
Yeah,
I played saxophone in fourth grade, and my dad was really into jazz music, so I was like, I want to play a saxophone. And when the moment I had the opportunity to play an instrument, it was saxophone.
Are your parents musical?
My dad likes to play bass, and my mom likes to listen to music. Like my dad was like jazz, so one of my favorite artists is Herbie Hancock, and then my mom. Growing up was like a lot of heavy metal, so I love Korn. Like Korn, my mom's favorite band's Korn.
Oh shit!
One of my favorite, Ozzy Osbourne, Korn, Mudvayne, Stained. Like,
I went to a Korn System of a Down concert recently.
So jealous!
It was pretty lit.
That's awesome. Those are two. That would be such a cool concert.
It was a cool concert.
I still want to go. That's so bad. Definitely one of my.
The crowd was like 18 to 80.
I bet.
You know
it's a good big wide spectrum with those guys.
And I got in the pit. I had to.
Did you?
Yeah, I have to.
Nice.
You have to do it at least once.
miss going in the pit. I'm scared with my glasses.
I'm delicate. Yeah, yeah.
I remember one time I go in the pit and then my glasses were like falling off and they're bouncing off people's back and stuff, and they had to like push people out and grab the glasses. Yeah.
I lost a hat in the pit one time, and then someone brought me back my hat, and I was like, "Oh, this is such a great community."
Nice, it's nice pit etiquette. Yeah. I was like,
"Damn, this is like people think this is so savage and ruthless, but motherfuckers care about each other." You know, I mean, I guess if it's done correctly,
with the crowd killing, you know, and stuff like people.
I mean, I've seen other like those heavy shows where people just throwing fists and arms and kicks, and they're just doing spinning back kicks. They don't give a fuck.
I'd be in the front row because I like to watch the instruments and stuff. So I'd be at the metal show, like kind of zoning out, watching the thing. All of a sudden, in the back of the head, you're getting fucking punched.
You got hit. You're like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, come on, I'm just trying to enjoy this stuff. But no,
are you smoking? I know we went shopping at Apothecary.
I didn't know what the proper moment was.
I mean, whatever you want. You got some of my OG.
Let's go.
You got some Trilogy hash. We got the rig if you want to dab.
If I want to. Let's do
or
it.
Or you can roll up your own little hash hole. And then we got, I know you got a couple things. Oh,
Durban Poison.
That Durban Poison, dude. That Durban Poison.
This is one of my favorite strains.
Yeah, yeah. What are you rolling? You rolling blunts, joints? You taking dab? What do you feel like? Let's get honeycomb lit, dude.
Let's do a dab first.
Let's get honeycomb lit. Yeah. So I know because now recently what I've seen, I know you had a residency in Vegas. You were doing like a live show for a little bit. I missed it. You're at music.
Yeah, what the heck? But it was cool as we saw each other there because of that.
Yeah, it was like totally, I wish I made it, but I was there on other obligations.
I didn't know you were there. I just ran into you.
I know. I was there for a weed event.
Yeah.
So I randomly ran into Honey. I'm sitting at a slot, I think, like chilling. And then this fool just comes behind me, and I'm like, "What the fuck you doing?" He goes, "Oh, I have a residency. I perform here, like fucking da 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 da." I was like, "Oh fuck, I need to come to a show," but I was there for an event, so I had prior obligations, and I never made the show. And then I missed it because it ended. How was that? How did
it was
that
so
happen?
Fun. It's
how did that?
Funny story about that is my friend tricked me into joining that because we'll start back.
What
to
do you mean tricked you?
Well, back to the shy thing. She knows if I have to do anything that's not beatboxing performance wise, at least at the time, I wouldn't be into it because I'm just shy and I just want to just not talk or do it. Just want to beatbox on the mic and that's it. And it's my friend Kayla Milady. She's the 2-time female world beatbox champion. One of my favorite artists. She's so sick.
That's awesome.
Yeah, she's so dope and what big motivator. And she texted me one day. Was like, "Yo, you want to come to New York and try out for this show? It's just beatboxing." She just told me just beatboxing. And the audition was pretty much just beatboxing. It kind of was beatboxing in an improvisational sense where there was other people that will be rapping and doing some sort of like physical work, but it was for the show called Freestyle Love Supreme. It's a hip hop improv comedy show. I did the audition and then got the call back, and then I go to New York and we go to this studios in Manhattan, and we get up there and immediately we're doing improv games. I'm like, "Kayla, you motherfucker.
Oh,
you got me.
Shit.
You got me."
So you made the first round and then the second.
Made the first round, no, and then in the show, and we go and we do these things, and it was extremely out of my comfort zone. It was so crazy, but everybody was so nice and endearing, and knowing that I didn't know any of the stuff, and they were just happy to help and do whatever I needed to do to be comfortable. So we did that for 2 weeks, and then they moved us out to Vegas, and we did the thing at the Venetian for a few months, and it was all a crowd suggestion based show where
every show was different
and all the we had x amount of games we play, like 5 or 6 games, interchange some here and there, and we'd get all suggestions from the crowd and make up a hip-hop improv comedy show every night. And it was
that's exciting,
such a fun time. And it was produced by the guy who did Hamilton, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Oh, what? Mm-hmm. That's huge.
It was his group he created back in the day.
That's awesome.
So fun.
Yeah, go for a dab. Here's your rig. Let me know when you're ready. I'll put the banger on. Here, I'll just put it on now. Because I go a little hot, so I'm sure I'll let it cool down. And here's your carb cap.
Sweet.
Honeycomb about to go. We chilling with Honeycomb, vocal cord conductor.
Let's go.
Beatbox specialist. He performs at music festivals, too. I see you go to. It's ready.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I see him go. He does music festivals. But one thing that I want to talk about real quick, because we're going all over the place, and I have a couple things I want to ask you. But you stream on Twitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I first discovered you during COVID. I think we all started streaming. But you got rated by a huge, like a Grammy award-winning artist, and I saw this whole video, the clip of that 30 minutes
it's
of him just.
It's a T-Pain rain. It's a T-Pain rain.
I don't know what's on my mind. But
I don't remember any of the stuff I made during that.
But your, I mean, it was just so captivating, and watching his raw emotions while watching you, and then knowing the outcome of him actually
bringing me out,
hiring you to open up for him.
So amazing.
Like, that's the full. How was that? How was that moment?
I mean, it was like a dream, dude. It's like, you listen to T-Pain in middle school at like middle school
yeah,
dances.
Yeah, I remember that shit.
You know?
T-Pain used to make me want to become a singer, because I'm like, damn, I feel like anyone can sing, because he was the first to actually use a vocoder and
auto-tune
yep, shit yep. and help you out with that shit.
Yeah, he's a
I
man.
I was like, oh man, I should become like a singer now. It don't matter how good my voice is. Just throw that shit on.
He was such a nice dude. It was like from the moment that I arrived on the tour, it was like being family. It was fire. Did so much fun stuff, and he really took care of everybody, and it was like a... Didn't feel real doing it, honestly. It was like, did this actually even be happening?
It was real life.
Every show was sold out. It was like, I got to play an hour before. Got to jam.
And what did you have, like a set that you did, or was it
no,
like
never,
kind of improv?
Never. I don't think I've ever planned a set.
You just ever. Going with your vibe.
Yep, I always just make it up. Because when I first started performing, I'd try to do a set list, and I'd forget it. Just stoner, forget it.
And then would that fuck you up?
I mean, it's just like, I don't like having expectations kind of going into the performance. And if I don't have any expectations, it's kind of like you don't know really where it's going to go. So it's kind of like in the moment, it could be not great or it could be great, you know? So it's kind of up.
The show must go on regardless.
Yeah. And so I don't want to. Oh, sorry.
You're good.
I'm keep destroying
you're
it.
You're a tall guy.
I don't want to.
It's a short person say.
If you try to do it in a moment intentionally and it doesn't go the way you planned, it kind of can curve the way you perform. So kind of like,
right, if you go in with expectations, you don't reach them. It kind of, so if you just go without any,
yep, just
have,
I mean,
fun.
Yeah, because I every time I try to plan it, I mean, for the first time I played on stage, I tried to do that, but T-Pain, he was the man, and it was so cool. We did like video games and go-karting and going out to eat and doing all T-Pain
things.
Oh, so
you were doing like a bunch of activities with him and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It
was so fun, man.
It wasn't just like a tour, like you got your own shit and
we were on separate buses, but I mean, we were hanging out. I mean, it was from the whole time we're hanging out with everybody.
He seems like a fun ass dude.
So fun.
Just like a big kid.
So, yeah, just for like real.
He just wants to have fun. He's enjoying his
big
success.
Big kid and having fun, but it's nice. It's cool to see. Cool to see where you can go being an independent artist,
yeah,
like that. Like that's super grateful for somebody like that to believe in my weird loopy beats to be able to bring that. And it's cool because I would say that maybe not necessarily everybody on the crowds were vibing with it, but he was
vibing.
Like, yeah, honey, it was awesome.
Well, I mean, his genuine reaction when he first found you and rated you, like, you just didn't even know. I don't even think you knew he was still watching you.
But, I didn't know he was.
But
no.
He just kept just being amazed, and the way you just brought in every talent you had. Because at first it was just like a loop, and then you went into your beatboxing.
I had to do the whole thing. I had to give him the whole thing, man.
Yeah, it was fucking. It was very entertaining to watch. It's awesome. Congratulations on that, to get that recognition. Because you know, doing what you did, especially for 20 plus years. Being able to go on like main stages, and you're like doing music festivals. I know you're just doing a couple festivals out here. Yeah, that's why you're in LA.
Yep.
So that must be exciting. What's like a day in the life for Honeycomb right now? Do you practice every day beatboxing? Do you like wake up and like warm up your vocal cords?
Yeah, I wake up and I warm them up by doing a bunch of dabs. No, I don't. No, for real. No, I don't really do too much practicing, honestly. It kind of just something I do. Whenever I'm never like, this is the time where I'm gonna like dedicate strictly to beatboxing.
It's just natural for you.
It kind of just is.
It's organic.
Whenever it is whenever is the moment, really. Sometimes if I'm hanging out with like another beatbox dude, but I mean, day in life, wake up, smoke and chill and just kind of jam out and make stuff. Or just a lot of traveling. It's a lot of traveling, doing a lot of traveling, waking up, going to shows, and I haven't really had too much time home to work on stuff, but when I am home, like wake up, hang out, do some jams, hang out with my girlfriend and chill.
Just chill, just enjoying life.
Trying
just
to
stay
chill.
How does your creativity stay? I mean, are you doing the social media? I know I saw you doing the Omegle thing. How is that? Does that still?
It's
isn't Omegle done?
No, I mean,
what is it?
Yeah, Omegle.
Omegle.
That site is done, but
how
I've
do you
been
say it?
Omegle or Meagle? Omegle. I don't know.
Is it the same? Just, is there a correct way?
I don't know. There probably is, but I mean.
Is it data or data?
I don't know. Potato, potato, you know.
I never said potato.
Me neither. I've never heard anybody say that.
Oh, you got a potato? No, it's always been potato in my life. So that potato, potato, tomato, tomato is bullshit.
Yeah, you're right.
But data,
right.
Data, or route or route? Like which route? Which
it's
route?
It depends. Routing or I'm going to take this route. I guess it kind of depends on the application from you, because I'd say routing would be for cables, and route would be take this route, but I'm gonna,
you don't take this route, you take this route.
I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I guess maybe, I don't know. I never actually thought about that.
That's why I'm asking. I don't know if there's a right way or a wrong way.
I mean, Omegle, Omegle. I mean, people say it either way, but it's not happening anymore. But there's a couple other sites. There's monkey.app, omi.tv, and I honestly haven't been filming too much of that content. It's a little hard to film that content because people are generally pretty mean on that website. So you got to be kind
Do you encounter a lot of
there's a lot of mean, a lot of racist, negativity. A lot of inappropriate things.
Just because, not like, is that?
I mean, yeah. I mean, people. There's a lot of fucked up people in this world. There's so many fucked up people that use that app, man. I can't.
Is that discouraging, or are you just?
I mean, making the content itself is a little bit discouraging because you spend your whole life like trying to be like, hey, what's up, know me for music, and then like now the thing that people discover is this weird chat video thing that like isn't a great portrayal of my skill level, so that I kind of get like forced. I feels like the algorithm is forcing me to continue to create these videos in order to progress. But I mean, I have fun when it's fun, but I haven't been filming them lately, and a lot of the content that I have been posting or I've filmed in a big chunk of time and just have been going through archival stuff and kind of picking through it because I've just shows have been picking up. I will say because of the videos, there's so many good things that are happening, more shows, keeping busy and stuff. So it's kind of like a weird.
It's so crazy how just like the social media platforms just thrive on negativity.
Yeah.
And that's like what they always go after instead of like you'll never see there'll be positive videos that go viral, but the most viral videos you see and the responses are from negative.
Yeah, or like, for sure. I mean, somebody being mean or whatever will move pretty well.
And which sucks for society and culture because this younger generation is just out of control. Dude. I feel like an old man now right now.
I'm over here on the other side of the table.
What's your favorite cereal?
My favorite cereal?
You would think it would be honeycomb. No, it's not.
Honeycomb. Meanwhile, honeycomb. How'd you get the name honeycomb?
Oh, man. How much of... What's the limit of talking about things on here?
Bro, whatever you want.
I could talk about doing acid.
Talk about whatever the fuck you want.
Okay.
Did acid and saw honeycombs? Or the peyote?
No. DMT? No. Okay, so me and a bunch of my friends, we were...
Candy flip?
We were hanging out, and we were tripping balls at one of my friend's houses.
That's acid.
Tripping acid at a friend's house. And I'm, like, hanging out. We're sitting around a table, kind of like this. And my friend's pointing and laughing at me. And she's dying laughing and all. She can't, though. It's like, I mean, I don't know about you, but when somebody's laughing at you during a trip, it kind of messes up your trip. So
yeah.
She's cracking up, pointing
at you.
Looking at me, pointing and laughing at me
tears
like that.
Tears coming out of her
tears,
eyes.
Done. And anytime I like.
And you're already an introvert and hate being in front of people.
So then she's pointing and laughing. People are looking at me. I'm like, Carter, what the heck is going on? Why are you laughing at me? And then she goes, if you sprouted hands and legs out of your head, because what I would do is I would grow my beard and hair to kind of try to look like one thing. So she said,
what do you mean?
Like I would grow like big one afro beard hair.
Just make it all shit.
Yeah, I tried like to do like a. Okay. So she said, if I sprouted hands and legs out of my head, I'd look like the 90s honeycomb cereal character. So, of course, all my friends that are there, when she said that, start dying laughing to me. And it's like, oh, it's a honeycomb guy. It's a honeycomb guy. Or whatever.
And you didn't appreciate that.
I mean, I didn't mind it. You know, it's kind of was just like one of those things where.
After she told you, were you offended or were you like, oh,
I mean,
that
was
cool.
Funny. I thought it was mad funny.
Cool, cool. Because, cool.
I mean, it was like, at least it wasn't like. I don't know what would have made me upset in that moment because, I mean, I was tripping sack. So, I mean, it was just kind of. I'm glad that we had got clarification on that. And then for the rest of the night, everybody called me Honeycomb. And then, like, how it became the name was we were. At a music festival, and it's my first time playing. What I would do is I would bring a little speaker, and I'd play music next to my car. and I would, or like I'd bring a speaker.
Like a little JBL.
Like a little JBL, a little Roland speaker, because right. One of my biggest influences was DubFX, and I always liked doing busking, and I would bring, that's how I kind of like got started, was doing busking at music festivals, is I'd bring a speaker, and I'd do that. And
I was about to ask if you busk around. Busking basically is like street performance.
So I would do that at music festivals, not thinking about asking for money, I just did it because I was like high on drugs and wanted to fucking I just wanted to let loose some steam because I'm high, and I like beatboxing was like nice to like just zone out, and I'm like, I don't want to listen to music, all I really want to do is like beatbox, and like I just want to like listen to that and like vibe out, and like, I mean, being high and then and like it feels good. So
like your release.
Yeah, it was a good release. So I at this music festival in Maine, I was playing music, I'd like bring my microcorg and my looper little thing, and I'd play on the side of my car, and this guy at the time asked me if I wanted to go do this on stage, and collectively we decided that it would be my DJ name, Honeycomb, me and my three friends, and I played for like three people for my first Honeycomb set
at a festival, and at a music festival, and you posted on your MySpace like
I posted on my MySpace, yep,
hell, and you were smoking and
more than smoking, but yeah.
Well, look, I seen you take 20 minutes to roll that blunt, and you're still playing with it. Are you familiar with Sluggers?
No, I'm not familiar.
I just got a Sluggers because the Sluggers hit.
Any chance you take to roast me on the time it takes for me to roll something, it's fine.
Why? Last time it took you like 30 minutes to roll a blunt. I was like, come on, man. I'm trying to wait. Like, I roll my blunt and I put it out so I can wait.
Sorry.
But in the meantime, look, we got the Sluggers. They're in most of the shops in California across the nation. They're very popular. They got infused joints. They got regular joints. They come with cool packaging. This is one of their hash holes. I know you were asking for a hash hole. So we got the Sluggers hash hole. It's a bubble bath with hurricane season. You want to smoke it?
Yeah, you're like, do you smoke this now so I can stop watching you roll this?
No, yeah, no, it's cool. I'm listening to your stories, dude.
It's fine.
So shout out to Sluggers. Make sure you check out Sluggers. Thank you wherever you're at.
Hindering my rolling right
this
now.
This is their hash hole, dude. It's like the ace of spades right here, bro. Yeah,
let's go. Oh.
Ready? Here, I'll light it. I'll start it for us.
You're like, otherwise I don't know if it'll get lit.
So you started beatboxing before you started smoking weed? Because you beatboxed at 10, you said.
I mean, no, it's kind of like the same time.
What are you doing smoking weed at 10, dude? Who got you high at 10?
Me and my friend Ben. My good old friend Ben. Shout out Ben. He passed away, but it's my longtime bestie. Me and my friend Ben took weed from my dad.
Your dad, because he liked jazz, so you're like, oh, this will definitely got weed.
He had weed, you know. So I was looking for some tapes in the closet and found some weed while I was looking for tapes in the closet, you know, as a kid.
So you found some weed and you're like, what is this?
I didn't know. I thought it was weed, but then I like took some of it and I brought it to my friend Ben, and he was like, yo, take some more. Take some more and we'll get high. And he took the weed and we...
How'd you smoke it?
He rolled a joint.
Oh, yeah?
He rolled a joint.
He was 10?
Yeah, 10.
How do you know how to roll a joint at 10?
I mean, he got older cousins that were at partying and stuff. So it was a good old time there. He rolled it up, and then we went to down the street and got pizzas. And we couldn't tell my friend's mom that we got high and got food. So I had to come back and then eat more food because it was coming back for dinner. So I ate more food. And then
some super munchies,
but then we would go upstairs in his attic and smoke weed, and we smoked, and I like sometimes like if I cough, like I have a pretty bad gag reflex, I coughed and then I threw up all over the attic and then just left it and went to sleep.
Didn't clean up.
Nope.
So they came back to a bunch of fucking
throw up upstairs. It was a little shitball kid.
What a bad kid.
Yeah, just throwing up.
Don't worry about Ashley. Oh. Just hit it. Just hit it. The ash will cool down the cherry and the hash hole will burn correct. If it's
teach me the ways, man.
Appreciate you're good. Thanks, you teach me how to beatbox, I'll teach you how to get higher.
We get there. Inward uvular whistle.
Anyways,
Shout out Ben getting me into smoking, and then it was a curtains from there, you know. Definitely weed wasn't the first thing that I did too, but it was part of the journey, you know.
It's not the first thing you did. What was the first thing you did?
I mean, definitely was a little stinker, and we were taking his mom's pills and stuff growing up, so it was like one of those things
at 10 years old.
Yeah, dude.
So stupid.
What do you take, like Vicodins?
Ativan.
I don't know.
You're like, oh, it's cool.
I don't know what
Let's
I'm doing.
Let's just do it.
I don't know.
Your friends are just saying, damn, you guys are bad in Connecticut.
Bad kids? I mean,
suburban kids?
Yeah, suburb kid. Like, it's a 4 mile radius town. I graduated with.
Were you like living on a cul-de-sac and shit?
120 kids were in my graduating.
What? That's it?
Actually, 118.
Some kids didn't graduate. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a small ass
small town. Yeah, it was just, I mean, it was like there's nothing really to do. It was either fucking get fucked up, kind of.
Is it true your birthday's on 420?
Yeah.
What? Is that for real?
420 birthday.
Damn.
And my mom's a big stoner, so.
Did they know, like, growing
my
up?
My mom was like, yes.
Real,
she was so
for
pumped.
Real?
Yes. She's like, I have a stoner baby. My mom's a bigger stoner than I am.
Does she dab?
Yeah. My mom will dab me, smoke me under the table.
Really?
Yep, I'll go to bed before.
And she's still smoking.
She's still smoking, yeah. She was
listening to Korn, Kid Rock and shit. Spot with the bot, the bang, the bang, digga,
yeah,
digga,
for real. She likes trap rap music now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she likes.
Was that like Migos?
Yeah, she likes all that kind of shit.
So. Mama!
Lil Peep, Triple X.
Oh, like the
Juice WRLD,
SoundCloud. Yeah, like SoundCloud, emo rap.
My mom knows all about all that.
Really?
Young Thug. She'll tell you all about the Young Thug court case.
Damn.
If you want to know about it. Hit out my mom.
So she's like super into music still?
She loves music. I mean, shout out my mom. She's a surviving cerebral hemorrhage person.
Oh, damn.
Now. Yeah, she had a cerebral hemorrhage like 3 or 4 years ago, and she's now legally disabled, but she's cool. She's got all her motor skills. She's cognitive and everything, but she just can't be working and stuff. So shout out moms.
Damn.
At home holding it down.
Not listening to trap music, just fucking. So she loves what you do, or?
Yeah, she loves music. She loves hanging out, loves my jams. If I usually send my music to my mom first to try to get the mama approval. If mom doesn't like it, it's probably not a good song.
That's so, damn, this is so, you're just, what's fun, what's great to me, like what I've been learning is.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You've just been following what you love and just doing, you know, what you've been passionate about and just figuring out how to turn that into living a life of, you know, just doing what you love.
Because I didn't choose. The first time I got to beatbox on stage kind of was just like a thing that happened.
In school, in elementary school?
No.
Or was it high school?
This was at music festivals.
No, I'm talking about the principal that let you on stage.
But the first time, it wasn't even a stage. That was a stage, but like not like actual physically on stage.
Like
at a music festival, and there's like a video of it. I don't know if we could post a link at some point or something about it. But there, I crowd surfed the first time I performed, and I got a video of it, and I was like, "This
you're a tall ass dude."
Yep. That was it. What a moment.
During your set, you
crowd surfed? The first time I ever got to beatbox, and I was trying to think, I'm getting lit in here, I'm trying to figure out why I brought that up, but it was like I would buy VIP music festival tickets, to try to get the meet and greets, stand at the edge of the stairs where they would come off, and I'd like try to meet all the artists to show them the beatbox, and then there was this one group that brought me backstage, and then to eat with them, and it was this group, Dirty Phonics, and I beatboxed for them, and then the sound guy heard me beatbox, and then he threw me on stage. Chris McGowan threw me up on stage, and that was it. Got a video, got to rap with my buddy Tony O'Sagan, crowd surf, use that video to start pushing it around and start performing that way.
Just organically.
Organic, yep.
And didn't even try and chase it. It just happened. They just
I mean, I definitely was chasing it. I played any free show I could. I was like, I'm playing all the shows. I didn't matter. I'd be able to play 3 shows in one day if I could, if it was for free, just like, so I could beatbox.
Do you watch? Do you consume content? Do you watch anything, or do you watch TV or movies?
I watch some TV. There was this series Supercell that just came out that I really liked. It was like a black superhero show. It was really sick.
Oh yeah.
By this director Rap Man, it was really fire. If you haven't seen it, super dope. I try not to watch as much television. But I watch like some Twitch stuff. I mean, I'll be popping into your stuff, like some of the nephew people, and
all right,
made a lot of Twitch stuff, you know.
The Twitch, the IRL shit.
Just watch Twitch, Ari at home.
If you had a superhero power, what would your superhero power be? Ooh. Whatever you want.
Damn, dude, that's tough. I don't know, man. That's.
What are you thinking?
I don't know.
Are you like that's flying? Like, are you invisible?
I mean, flying sounds. I'm like trying to be practical about it. Like, what would be good to have for? I mean, flying would be dope. I'd save a lot of money. Traveling.
Yeah, just to be able to fly.
Thousands of dollars traveling.
You don't think? What if flying's like running? Like you get tired.
Oh, that sucks.
Unless you're, what are you like, Superman? Like you just fly?
Yeah, I guess.
Like,
I'm thinking like just like, have infinite amount of powers. Somehow.
Like, are you like a Superman superhero? Like yeah. Laser vision, speed of light, Man of Steel.
I would like to just be able to create food at, you know, out of nowhere.
You know, one of the answers I got, which I thought was very entertaining, was basically, he said his superpower would be to be able to shoot noodles, just like pasta, out of his hands.
Food is good, I think. Just you could feed a bunch of people.
You could use it for food. Yeah. Also, pasta. You could use it for, like, protection. You could wrap people
just
up.
Drown them up. Oh, guess you pasta, noodles.
Noodles. Yeah. You can make them soft or hard if you want to come out hard. You can penetrate motherfuckers. Shoot them as, like, motherfuckers.
Food is pretty...
Watch out, California.
Yeah, watch out, dude. See, it's happening. The superhero powers. They said, watch out, bro. It's like the boys are coming out.
Is that
up.
Like
they're
a text to... that somebody did that?
They're about to be revealed.
What?
What? Are you into conspiracies?
I don't know. Not, I don't know. Kind of.
Are you scared?
What's happening right now?
Are you scared
now?
To talk about it?
No, I just... What's...
Nothing's happening. Okay. We're here.
What was that noise?
Something. The TV tried to talk to you.
Okay.
It said, chill out, California.
Don't talk to me.
Are you into conspiracies, though? Do you think
I wouldn't say into them, because I couldn't name you a conspiracy, really, like, offhand. But, like, I mean, if you probably listed some, I'd probably
all right,
be like,
let's
yo.
Say,
like,
let's say, like, other living species or beings.
Yeah.
Zombies. Vampires. Aliens? Like, what are aliens?
I don't know. Something else that's not...
Flat Earth.
It could be us.
What about Flat Earth? No. You think we're round?
Yeah.
All right. What about...
This stuff I usually don't talk about. It's not funny. What else we got?
Why not?
I don't know. I just usually... I usually don't give any sort of opinions on anything.
But we're not alone.
No.
How about this? All right, you're at a music festival. You're chilling, right? You just walk into the forest and a portal appears.
Hell yeah.
Are you entering the portal?
Yeah. I mean, I'm probably really fucked up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, what about you're just walking down the street, you're sober, and a portal appears. Are you entering the portal?
I mean, probably.
Yeah?
Or maybe I'm running away scared. Who's coming out of there?
It's not coming. You're invited in.
I'm invited and
it's
I'm
your,
going.
You have. It's like a portal
I got
disappears
an invitation?
For you.
All right, nice for
you
me.
You know. You all have right, a feel like this
I'm
portal's
like, this
for
is
me.
For me. Yep.
I'm the only one here. There's no one else here.
I'm going in there.
You're going in?
I'm going in.
It's a sign.
Let's go.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it fucking happen.
I need to go out here.
I'm going into the portal.
What's your go-to munchies?
Go-to
Can you talk
munchies?
About that? Is that
I like
okay?
Cereal.
Cereal?
Yeah. Can you?
Did you ever answer your cereal question?
I don't think I did. No. I think I'm just like, I got such bad ADD here.
Me
so.
Too. We can't say that anymore.
What
it's
is
neurodivergent.
It? Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I'm learning too. That's the true term now,
right?
So I don't.
I just like making noise because I don't know what to say.
Make noise.
What's
your favorite cereal?
I really like Cookie Crisp. It's good.
Cookie Crisp.
But Panda Puffs.
What the fuck are Panda Puffs?
This organic peanut butter cereal.
Oh. Okay.
It's fire.
What is that, like a Trader Joe's?
Yeah, like it'll be at like the regulars. It's like it's like the one organic cereal that'll be at like Albertsons or something like that. Like that I like.
All right, let's say this. We're on the road. We're going to festivals.
Mm-hmm.
We chill out. We pull over to get some gas and we go to the local like
gas
whatever.
Station?
Yeah, Bucky's, 7-Eleven, AM, PM, whatever the fuck.
Uh-huh.
Wawa's, whatever the fuck, wherever state we're in. What are you getting?
Probably like a blue raspberry Slurpee.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Well, some donuts. Getting...
Okay.
Maybe like donuts.
Chocolate?
Maple.
Powder sugar. Maple?
Maple. The maple bar.
Yeah,
donut.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maple. Like okay.
Or like an old fashioned or a sour cream donut.
I'm thinking that the Entenmann's.
I don't like. No. I like the donut. Like Krispy Kreme. I don't really like that. But like, if
donuts.
I was gonna pick a donut, it's like the donut in the case.
Okay.
And then our kombucha, maybe. I don't really like chips too much. If I were to pick a chip, I like those voodoo chips.
Uh huh.
Voodoo chips are fire.
Yeah, I see those.
But banana.
on the road.
A banana.
Like a banana.
Okay.
You know.
Usually they're like two for a dollar at those
little
gas stations.
Yeah, I get like a banana. Or like some coffee, probably. I don't really be snacking too much. We used to eat a bunch of candy, and maybe I'd get some cookies or something. But like, you know, a gas station hot dog.
Ew.
Sorry.
Really?
I'm sorry.
That's wild. Sorry. You're like Travis, bro. Travis will eat anything at the gas station. Because I'm getting the gas station cheeseburger,
bro.
It's
gotta be specifically the 7-Eleven in my hometown.
Oh, please. Please.
Sorry.
What's your Taco Bell order? Don't say you eat gas station hot dogs, but don't eat Taco Bell.
Eat Taco Bell.
I don't eat Taco Bell. We're not talking about my fast food.
I don't eat Taco Bell, but I'll eat a 7-Eleven hot dog.
7-Eleven hot dog. I am just revealing things here. Okay.
I like the Doritos tacos.
Okay.
But I'll get steak in them.
Oh.
Supreme.
Custom.
Or in the chicken chalupa. Like, I just started eating meat again. I was like vegan and vegetarian for a while.
Me too.
And then I just was like,
I haven't had Taco Bell meat yet, though.
Oh, really?
But
yeah, I used to work at Taco Bell. That was like one of my first jobs.
Oh, yeah?
Disgusting. But like, I'll eat it, you know?
Why? What was disgusting?
I mean, just the way that you fucking cook the meats is gross as fuck.
What is it?
Just a fucking bag.
And you just.
And you stick it in like a fucking. Yeah, you boil in a bag chicken, steak, and beef.
So I don't get the meat.
I know.
I just get the potatoes.
You. Yeah, potatoes are fire. Yeah. You know, cheesy fiesta potatoes. I get
the potato tacos.
Two chicken chalupas with supreme, no lettuce.
Okay.
No lettuce with the Doritos Locos tacos with a steak. The
supreme.
Supreme. Yep. And then I will get lettuce on that one. And then I'll get the cheesy fiesta potatoes, the strawberry slushy thing.
Uh-huh.
Then the twisted cinnamon twist things.
Which is pasta.
Yep, I know. Cinnamon pasta. And then
you got the
work because I worked there.
Yeah,
I know.
You used to work there. You got the hats.
And then cheesy roll up. I don't know. I eat a lot of stuff from Taco Bell when I go there. I don't.
Yeah.
Like it. I try not to.
I fuck with it. You get the Baja Blast? I didn't hear Baja Blast in there.
No, I just get. I'll either get like a slushy and then I'll get two. I'm a big slushy guy.
They have the Baja Freeze.
I don't like. I'm strawberry.
You try their gelato?
No, I haven't tried that. I would try that.
Have you tried their Cheez It?
No. No. But I like Crunchwrap. I make like a good. When I was vegan, I would make a good vegan Crunchwrap at home. I love cooking.
Yeah.
Love cooking.
What's your favorite meal to make?
I like making breakfast stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I like making breakfast stuff, but
I like
barbecue stuff is fun. Barbecue stuff. I don't know. Making soups is dope.
Hell yeah.
The kale mushrooms.
Did you win any superlatives? I feel like you would win a.
I got.
You know what that is.
Those are like the things.
At the end of the year, like
got,
best hair, best
so
smile.
So before, like sixth grade, I got funniest.
Like class clown.
Class clown.
Uh-huh.
And then senior year, I got most changed because I was like not immature because I got class clown for being extremely immature, like ridiculous immature.
And it's such a small town. They knew.
And it wasn't until I was immature then I was cool. So I was like, the more immature I was, the more cool I was. Uh-huh. So then I got class clown. So I was like fucking dumb and being an idiot and getting in trouble and having to call my dad for stupid shit that I was doing in school. And
like
saying
what?
Just being immature.
Were you making like fart noises with the teacher?
I mean, yes. And I had to, there was like me and these two other guys, like we had to get all of our classes separated because we couldn't even, if we looked at each other, we couldn't
start didn't laughing.
Even, yeah, it was bad. We had to be all separated before the end of sixth grade.
That's fucked up.
And I would just say really immature things. And it wasn't, and then like by the time I graduated, I didn't say that. And they'd be like, yo, you're changed now because you do drugs and you don't say that you're not immature anymore. I'm like, all right, what the fuck?
Because you do drugs?
Yeah. You're like, we gave you most change because you do acid now. I'm like, fuck you guys.
That's crazy. You make tie-dye shirts.
Make tie-dye shirts. And you're not immature anymore.
Yeah, bro. You fried
what
with us.
What the heck?
You're cool.
Me and my friend.
You look like a honeycomb.
Chelsea McSweegan, we got most changed.
Hell yeah. When did you get called the honeycomb?
When?
Yeah.
That was after high school.
Okay.
After high school.
You did college and stuff?
No college.
You just were a
just
performer?
Just went to music festivals. College music festivals.
You're performing and just getting discovered and making it happen.
Yeah, like the first time I performed on stage, I was 20 years old. But I'd been going to music festivals since a junior in high school, so I just was like...
So you started off taking pills, then you started smoking weed... And then when did acid? Why are you laughing? I'm just going.
I know,
this
it's
is
funny
I'm
to
doing
hear.
My cliff notes.
Yeah,
I'm just going
fine,
back
yeah.
to the story.
And then started acid like 16.
Okay, I was a young acid kid too.
Mushrooms 15.
Yeah, I was like candy flipping at 15.
Yeah,
I was dumb.
Yep.
Yeah,
I love that.
But I learned a lot. I realized everything is fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? And it was like, but it was during the time we didn't have to worry about too many things.
Yeah.
Which I feel like
it was like pre MySpace.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a different time.
I mean, I was probably during MySpace for me. But yes.
Yeah, it was different. Imagine having a top eight now. This younger generation couldn't handle it. They'd get in fights with each other, bro. They'd be like, how am I not in your top eight? I'm going to tell on you. You're bullying.
The freaking top eight. Wow.
You remember that?
Yeah, of course. That was a grind.
Do you remember who was your top eight?
No. I mean, it was probably...
You don't want controversy. I get it.
No, I probably was just like... I was the guy that probably just had his girlfriend as the singles person.
Oh,
in the top eight.
I didn't have a top eight.
At the time.
How many music festivals have you done?
Dude, I don't know. In too many.
I feel like
hundreds.
I feel like you performing at music festivals like me hosting cannabis events.
I couldn't even put a number on it, honestly.
Yeah, because I know for like 10 years, every Sunday I was doing one.
Yeah, every weekend that was the thing.
Yeah,
it's like every week, multiple. Traveling so far, like.
And you had a lot of equipment to take too.
I've been good ever since 2009, pretty much as many weekends as I possibly can. Going to festivals, yeah.
2009, that's when
I skipped junior prom and went to music festival with my buddy Luke.
That's when I dove into the cannabis, like, fully, dude. I left all my corporate shit and just started doing
YouTube.
I started my podcast in 2009.
YouTube.
The podcast, YouTube.
So that's what I found.
I was actually Stick'em too.
When I was a young stoner, I knew about your stuff.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, dude. That's why it's pretty sick to be on this show, dude.
Stop it, bro. Stop it. You won Boston Music Awards?
Did. Two times.
Damn.
Two times.
What, best new artist? Electric Mouth Conductor?
It was Electronic Music Artist of the Year. Just weird being a beatboxer to get that. But I was just delving into the looping and stuff. And I had a homie that was in there that put me in the pot.
And you just made it happen?
She made it happen, yeah.
Just did it. Dope. Look at you. You just was like, I'm just going to go for it.
And I was like, wasn't even living in Boston or Massachusetts. I feel like I got it.
Cheater.
Yeah, it was pretty weird.
Just like me walking
I lived in Boston for like a few months and then I got it.
just made it happen.
There. Yeah.
If you can have dinner with three people dead or alive, anybody.
Herbie Hancock.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he was
easy.
Influential.
That was an easy
I
one.
Got you.
Boom, right quick.
Dad was playing
out.
That a lot, huh?
Yeah. Herbie Hancock would be dope.
You got any Herbie Hancock, Ken?
Zero.
You don't have any?
I got a lot of respect and admiration. Dude can play the piano.
That guy can play for sure.
A beast. I'm like,
I want to sit down at the table before.
I feel like you got it in you, Kentron. You just never really.
I gotta listen to a song. I don't know what to start with. What's a good starter kit?
So. Chameleon.
Chameleon?
Yeah, Watermelon Man or Chameleon for sure.
How does it go? Do you do karaoke?
No.
You just do.
I don't like singing in front of people. Beatbox. I'll go to karaoke and I'll do beatbox.
Sorry for cutting you off. How does it go, Chameleon?
Bum 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 bum. Bump, bump. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay. I love the fucking water.
That's it.
It's a variation. I like that. Boom, 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 boom. Hey, okay.
We'll figure it out. I know if Ken hears it one time, he'll be able to figure
it
out.
Herbie's one. I don't know. That's a tough one for me.
Herbie Hancock. Anybody. Any character.
Any character.
Person.
Huh?
Fiction. Nonfiction.
Eric Andre.
Okay. That's still possible.
Yeah. Both Herbie and
Herbie is still possible too. Sorry, but I know he's.
Yeah, don't be writing him off. Yeah,
no,
he's
no,
still
no,
there.
No, no.
I got to see him play live. That's one of my biggest.
How old is he now? How old is Herbie?
Probably 80. 80 something, man.
Hey, Siri.
Herbie Hancock.
How old is
Andre
Herbie Hancock?
Would be fire.
84.
Yep, I know. I gotta get in there soon. And they just did my favorite album of all time with the original members of the band in LA, and I was on tour and I couldn't go. So sad about it. And then I'm trying to think.
Okay, Herbie Hancock, Eric Andre.
Tough. Those two were pretty easy for me to think about. Now I gotta think about one more person.
You got it.
I think it's people that influence me a lot so I could be able to pick their brain about some shit.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
You're going deep.
Yeah, I want to just gotta be like.
Like Socrates?
Maybe Jimi Hendrix would be pretty cool.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
Because I like the way
that. We're going back like philosopher, like Nostradamus.
Nah. Jimi Hendrix I like because the way that he plays music, he just plays by the way it sounds and feels. And I don't know like music theory or any of that kind of shit. So it'd be nice to.
just chill.
See his approach on
Jimmy,
music.
Eric, and Irby.
Yeah, that'd be very fun.
Yeah, sounds like a good entertaining fun time.
You know, and then I'll beatbox. Irby play the keys. Jimmy can play the guitar. And then Eric Andre can yell at people.
Yeah, and you make some just scream, improv.
You know,
do some shit. Run around naked. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you competitive? Do you play sports? Do you
no,
play games?
I don't. I mean, I like games. I love Halo too. I was a big MLG guy back in the day, trying to play the competitive Halo. But I don't really like the competitive pressure.
What about board games? Do you play it?
Not really. I like them.
No. When was the last time you played? Like actually, like.
I mean, I played Uno with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, a board game. I don't know. Board game a long time.
What about like a Connect Four?
I like that shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You just keep busting shit out. A hashhole disappears and I got Connect Four popping up.
Come on, man. Welcome to the Getting High With Show. We're just getting high and chilling.
This is
I'm learning
fun.
All about Honeycomb Gable out here in real life. You know, you just figured out you like beatboxing at a young age and just kept pursuing it and making it
choice.
Inspirational and, you know, with all the social media shit and staying relevant and doing what you do for so many years. I mean, 20 years and still out here making viral hits. You know, it's what people you know, want to know.
You got stuff cooking up, dude. You got stuff cooking up.
You still making shit. How is that hassle? I'm not trying to get you like super lit and then destroy you and Connect Four. I just want to make sure you're high, though.
No, we'll keep it going, you know.
You want to go first or you want me to go first?
You can go first.
I won.
Because you went first?
I'm just playing. I'm just getting in your head, dog. I'm getting in your head, dog. Do you still stream regularly?
I want to.
You haven't been, huh? Because I've been looking. Like, you still, like,
I'm just traveling a lot. I'm trying to figure out a way to kind of get it so I can stream on the road more. So I can keep the audience going. So when I'm doing shows and stuff, I just need to get a better streaming live rig. And not rely on the venue internet or the phone.
Oh, that's horrible, yeah. You gotta get Starlink.
Need something.
Get that Elon shit.
Need to get hooked up with something so I can keep streaming these live shows, which would be so fun to be able to keep the vibe going and stuff.
I saw you set up. We were at the Nether Friends experience. Shout out to Nether Friends. And you, like, your setup was a lot. Like,
I was also taking my time.
But there was so much stuff that you had. And, like, you know, doing the podcast and bringing this whole system, you know, was very tedious. It's a little time consuming. Oh, what's up, buddy? You want to save him?
Yeah.
All right, that's your friend, not mine. Oh. But watching all your equipment, it's Halloween. It's October, bro.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know, they're coming out.
Fire.
They're coming out. Yep. I think it's on you.
Okay.
All the equipment and stuff is seems so like tedious and time consuming, but shout out to you for being consistent and making it happen. I saw your car, dude. I was like, fuck.
It's packed to the brim.
Packed.
I did it to myself. I was like, for the longest time, I just wanted to beatbox. Well, it's not a want. It was based off of like people's things. I would bring out, first time I played this Honeycomb like build, I was trying to do a loop thing and everybody yelled at me to beatbox. I'm like trying to do beats and people are yelling at me to beatbox. So I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to beatbox this for the whole time. And I didn't try doing the loop stuff. And then I would keep trying to do iterations of this throughout the years and it wouldn't click.
But you're doing more than just beatboxing now. You're doing like looping and you're doing
drum machine.
You got key. You got like 14 key. Well, like, are all those keyboards necessary? You have like 14 keyboards, dude.
I don't know about necessary, but they all may have different functions that I like to use them for.
I think if Kentron saw your stream room, he'd go crazy. This fool has like 14 keyboards all around him on his live stream.
What?
How many keyboards is that? I'm probably embellishing a little bit.
1, 2, 3, 4. Five,
I love keyboards. Seven,
like eight.
Eight?
Eight keyboards.
Well, if you want somebody to play keyboard.
Yo, come play keyboard, dude.
I come by and play every song I know.
Please, man.
Please, ooh.
Please, dude.
What's happening here? Are you about to beat me, dude?
No.
What?
Boom, motherfucker.
Good game.
Let's go.
I got distracted. Honeycomb beat me, dude. The first, look, it's October. It's the first game in October.
Nice. I'll take it.
I lost, dude. It's a new month, dude.
I'll take it because...
How did I not see that?
I usually get my ass kicked by my girlfriend in video games, so...
Oh, yeah?
Or any... Not video games, board games.
Well, I'm glad I you got a W on
it. I got a dub. It makes me feel good. I need one.
I'm glad.
Thanks, man. I really needed the, like...
You don't need it.
I do need it. I do need it, man.
You are.
I'm getting my ass kicked in Uno all the fucking time. I'm sick of it.
Fuck Uno, dude. You're winning at life.
Thanks, man.
You're chilling.
Yeah, fuck Uno. It's right.
Fuck Uno.
Fuck Uno.
Fuck that reverse court four.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I need to hear.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck Uno.
It's fake anyway. Connect Four takes real brains. That's
yeah.
That's just luck with cards. Probably cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Fuck that shit.
Fuck it.
You play online or real life with cards?
With what?
Uno.
Real life.
Oh, you have a deck? How many decks you got? I've seen like 47 types of Uno decks now. It's crazy.
I mean, I play... There's few decks. You know, they have like the extremely big festival cards. The OG deck. And then there's like the No Mercy Uno.
What is No Mercy Uno? That sounds extreme.
It's got like ridiculous rules where you just get destroyed. And it's kind of funny.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Honeycomb!
Yo, dude.
It's been great, dude. I know I try to keep these at like an hour.
Yo.
I feel like we're about there.
Are we?
I don't know. It's like, I know we could talk about a lot. There's a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, we'll do another one.
It's been great.
I'll bring the stuff next time.
What stuff? All the equipment? I mean, your equipment's all your fucking vocal cord conductor.
No, I know. But next time I'll fuck with you.
You want to jam out with Ken a little bit?
Yeah, sure.
Ken, you ever fuck with a beatboxer before?
Nah. Let's go play some beats.
How does it work? Does he play a key and then you get him?
I mean, I'll give him a B. He can play whatever he wants, you know.
All right. Okay. Tone deaf get on this with his. Let's go. Okay. This could be the whole show right here.
One time.
Two times. Killing me. Sometimes Ken Tron needs a drummer.
I know a lot of songs.
I know Ken Tron went to a song that we all know too.
What song? Oh, that one I played? Because I know you know it.
Yeah, everyone knows that one, dude.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so much.
Hey.
At long last love has arrived. And I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Caught in the way that I stare.
So crazy.
There's nothing else to compare. The thought of you makes me weak.
Hey.
The thought of words of truth speak. And if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Everybody.
Hold up. I need you, baby, to warm and love.
Yo, you are out of control. Hey, it's the Getting High Wish Show. Kentron on the keys, Honeycomb on everything else, Ken on the vocals. How have you ever, like, how long, what's the longest you've gone beatboxing?
12 hours.
Like, nonstop?
Mm-hmm.
You've done it?
Yeah. I have one, J.D. Vanderwilken. I have one person that was there the whole time.
12 hours.
Yep. And I did, and then there's a video.
Is it like a world record of, like, the longest?
No, I mean, the world record's like 30-something hours.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like,
I'm not doing that.
No.
I'm not doing that.
No?
No, I'm not doing that.
You don't think
I mean, maybe.
It's just...
I've stayed. I can stay.
But what's like the rules? Like, you get like 10 minutes break.
You get
to
a little
like
break
pee or eat or.
I mean,
some
I could do it, but it's like, do I want to beatbox for 32 hours? Probably no.
I mean, you've done probably 24-hour streams.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, but it's like, do I want to like do that? No, probably not. Sit there and beat that, and it doesn't have to be any sort of crazy beatbox. I mean, you'd be.
You could do that all day.
I mean, I could do that, but then you're like, oh, how am I gonna eat, and when am I get to? You know what I mean? Like,
do you have like a cure for cotton mouth? Does your mouth get dry?
I mean, I do mouthwash before I perform. I just like, I always have a rule of thumb: is like, if you're using your mouth for your instrument, you gotta clean it before you go. So
does that help? Like,
yeah, I think
like
so.
For me,
I think so.
Do you need a lot of saliva to beatbox?
Doesn't help being cotton mouth.
No. Can you get stuck? Like,
yeah, it sucks. It's like, it's not fun. So I do a thing when I started getting cotton mouth while I beatbox while I'm on the performance. It's hard to beatbox when you got cotton mouth. And I do like some beatbox thing. That's like what part of the routine I do.
You work into it. Look at you, dog.
I don't do improv.
And you out here just killing it.
Well, now I do after the show.
When did you learn the water drip? Because that shit is out of control, dude.
Long time ago.
You dropped that shit on everything. You know, I've seen those. There's a lot of videos of people beatboxing on social media. There's that group of like Asian dudes.
I'm not familiar.
And they do like
the sounds, and then they go. Oh.
Yeah. They do all like the breakdance and shit.
I'm not sure there's homies in that, but
yeah.
Yeah. Dubfax, big one of the biggest inspirations of all time. Hell yeah, Dubfax.
Well, you should do Subway like battles and shit too. I was watching. What is that? Is that real?
The video I have. That was like after the American Beatbox Jams. Everybody got in the subway and we just did like a fake beatbox battle. And I was there with my camera back in the day.
I was like, what is this? This is so silly. It was funny, dude. Honeycomb, dude.
Hey.
It's been an honor.
Thank you so much for coming by, dude.
We did it, man. We made it happen. Next time we can set up some equipment, I'll bring my flute.
Yeah, we'll loop it. I'll fuck with your voice.
When did you start looping, though?
So it was kind of like around the same time. I mean, I was beatboxing when I was 10. I was probably like 12 or 13. I started getting into looping because of DubFX. I bought the Boss RC300, and I would... my first looper my mom bought me was a K-Oscillator. I got the K-Oscillator Pro, and then I plugged a microcorg into it and a microphone, and I beatbox into that and then loop that. Been looping since I was like 12 or 13.
Just doing it.
Just fucking around. I mean, and then I'd have like parties at my house, and I'd play... I'd like have parties in my house and I wouldn't be hanging out. I'd just be playing loops in
there. I'm the DJ.
No, I wouldn't be DJing. I would just be hanging out in my room by myself.
Oh, you were at
a party?
Yeah. I thought you're doing it for the party.
No, it would just be me and I'd have a party. Like, guys, come over and party. I get mad high, just sit in my room by myself and be like
creative.
Looping.
Oh my god, dude. That's sometimes why you're so amazing. Though.
Some kids would come in there and sometimes, but it would
you're
be
like, this is why I'm amazing at what I do because I didn't go to parties. I was in my room doing what I wanted.
I did go to parties and I just get high and beatbox.
Yeah, but you didn't. You were at the parties in your room.
Yeah, in my room.
Doing your own thing.
Get playing guitar.
Yeah, use my house. I'm just gonna chill. And
yeah, what's up,
make
guys?
Music.
All right, you guys had fun. All right, bye.
Cool.
Go back in my room.
Don't take anything.
Yeah, please.
Make sure you fill my parents' liquor with water.
Don't shoot any holes in the walls.
What? Where are you? I thought shoot holes.
What?
Damn, we are wild teenage life. Honeycomb.
Hi.
Check him out. Where can people find you? You going on tour? What's next? Are you doing the socials?
Find me on the socials at Honeycomb, unless I don't have it. Then it's something else on that.
When did you drop beatbox?
It's been progressively been dropping over the years. Yeah. But
bought the couple of the handles from old ladies on the internet because that was their nickname from their husbands, and they didn't know what they had.
Honeycomb.
Yep.
What a nickname, dude. I never heard that.
Yep. Honeycomb. But yeah, honeycomb on everything. I'm dropping an album sometime. I don't know when. Hopefully
let's go. Let me get a feature. I'm just playing.
Play the flute on a tune.
Let's
bro.
Go. We'll loop it.
We'll loop a tune.
Whoa. I'll use my vocal cord.
You be the vocal cord conductor.
I'll create some
inward uvular whistle. You have both the parts. You gotta blend them together. It's like both of them.
We'll make it happen.
Yeah, we will.
Thank you so much.
Album time. That's it, man. Album
coming. Touring. I think I got a sneak preview of it. I heard it a little bit. Did I?
Yeah,
is that
you
what
did.
I listened to?
No, I think that we played the whole album on the stream.
On my stream, yeah. Damn, if you were in for that stream, dude. Ooh.
Yo, it was happening.
It was a good vibe. It was a good vibe.
It's almost done. Waiting for a couple more things. They got to finish them for me.
We'll get hired, dude. Thank you all for staying, tuning in. Appreciate y'all wherever you're listening. We got more shows coming. More things happening. I'll be coming. I got a New York trip coming up. I'll be in New York hosting an event. We got 11:30 around the corner.
When's that?
What?
When are you going to be in New York?
On the 14th.
Of October?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 11:30 is coming up. It's Travis's birthday in a couple of hours. Happy birthday, Travis. Shout out to Travis. Shout out to Adrian in the building making it happen. The live studio audience in here. Yeah. See you, Macy. Kentron!
Yeah.
How's your Thriller performances coming along?
Oh.
You guys still doing them or is that not yet?
We are. We're doing Thriller. I've done Thriller a whole bunch of times and it's cool. I like doing Thriller and everybody loving it. And they calling me Michael when they walk out the thing.
Ooh.
Bye, Michael. I'm like, cool. I did it for the, because you know, we got to get the Jackson some healing power because we lost another Jackson. Five members is real. Tito Jackson's gone, man.
Yeah.
Tito and Michael, dang. So, you know, Thriller night all day, man.
What are the nights?
Thursday through Sunday in a place called Rolling Heights.
Yeah, Rolling Heights. All right, I'm going to pull up. I know I pulled up last year. I'm going to try to pull up again this year.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta check out a night. Get some good Thai food and watch the Thriller performance.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Make sure you check out Kentron. He's making songs. He's streaming to two people, and I'm one of them. So make sure you tune in and check out his live streams. Check out Honeycomb, too. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We'll get you back and we can
let's do it.
More musical with it.
I'll be back soon.
Until next time, I'll see you guys. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to fling your favorite fishing rod around. And here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance covers your boat and your belongings. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to high-five someone. But not while you're holding your fishing rod. That's a prized possession. So hold on tight with both hands and keep it covered through boat insurance. Get more with GEICO.